Rebels in Libya are still trying to bring about a revolution. And now that the United States has recognized the rebels as the government of Libya, the rebels want access to their country's frozen assets. In addition, the rebel representative here in Washington also wants his office back. Ali Al-Jali was, until earlier this year, the Libyan ambassador to Washington. Now he belongs to the rebel group, known as the Transitional National Council. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, he hasn't been able to get back into his office for months now.
Ali Al-Jali gave up many of the perks of diplomatic life when he broke from Muammar Gaddafi's regime. The embassy was closed and its bank accounts frozen. Al-Jali lost his diplomatic credentials and couldn't pay some of his staff or drivers. But those are the least of his worries.
Yeah, we are okay. I can't complain. People are dying in Libya, and I can't complain if I don't have the same, you know, facilities I used to have. I have to wait for a taxi to get it up, for example, which sometimes is not always available. I have no driver. I used to have one.
And he hasn't been able to get into the embassy at the Watergate since April. But Al-Jali is more optimistic about that now that the U.S. has recognized the Transitional National Council as the legitimate government of Libya.
I hope after the recognition, I will go back as soon as possible to my old embassy. And they have the access which I used to have before.
Have you been able to pay other people at the embassy? Have you been getting a salary?
Well, we're having some help from different resources. We managed to survive, at least, until now.
Al-Jali tells NPR he's been fundraising in Libyan communities across the U.S. to keep his operation going and to help Libyan students here who need their stipends. State Department officials say talks are underway with the Transitional National Council to reopen the embassy and to accredit diplomats. As for the bigger issue, the billions of dollars in frozen assets, a State Department official explained that there are still some legal issues to be worked out, and a UN sanctions committee needs to act as well. Al-Jali is hoping to move quickly.
We don't want to lose the confidence of the people. We don't want the TNC to lose its credibility. And it is a real war. You know, if you don't have money, how can you run the war? It is really, really war. Gaddafi is using every kind of weapons to kill his own people.
Top U.S. diplomats recently met face-to-face with representatives of Gaddafi's regime. Al-Jali says the U.S. reassured him that these were not negotiations, but just a way to send a message to Gaddafi that he must go. And in Al-Jali's opinion, that means leaving the country, not just giving up power, as some have suggested.
If you keep him in Libya, then just like somebody is keeping a cobra in his house, he doesn't know when he's going to strike. That's the nature of the man.
Al-Jali says he was never in Gaddafi's inner circle, but the career diplomat was a key figure in the warming relations between Gaddafi's government and the Bush administration. It was a tough job then, he says, and now he has quite the opposite task, making sure the U.S. keeps the pressure on Gaddafi to leave. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.